Your assignment for this week focuses on your reading of Confucius Analects. In the anarchy and chronic warfare that ensued after the fall of the Zhou dynasty, Confucius appeared. Kung Fuzi was born into a poor Xi, scour bureaucrat or scour gentry family. He did not obtain a good bureaucratic job, so he wandered, taught, and earned a reputation for wisdom over the years. Over time, he developed a set of ethical principles based on the proposition that nobility was not inborn, but a matter of education and conduct, goodness, wisdom, and courage, and one needed to cultivate these virtues. Religious sacrifices were not enough. Virtue was its own reward, as it was a attainable moral code of behavior. Tao was the practice of all virtue to become a gentleman, and part of the process eventually meant that a gentleman had to govern. Men with training and education should serve society. The proper way to organize social relationships and to achieve good government was to ensure order and harmony, and each person had his place in harmony based on the so-called five links. Three were family, father and son, elder and younger brother, husband and wife. One was political, ruler and subject, and one was social, friend and friend. Confucius's followers compiled the Analects, collected sayings, and no other direct record of his teaching survives. During the first Han Dynasty in the 3rd century BCE, Confucianism became the dominant force in the civil government. As you prepare to write your paper, please remember that you are reading the Analects as a historian and not as a literary critic. They are difficult reading because there are literally hundreds of these recorded snippets of conversations, and you are searching for evidence that reveals Confucian practices and attitudes in regard to politics and the characteristics of ideal government. And please focus your paper on the assigned question. Include an introduction, use paragraphs, each of which deals with a specific point of your introductory thesis. Review the style rules for history papers in the course, and include short pieces of quoted evidence from the document to support your analysis.